Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey! All right, what's going on, everybody? What's crack-a-lackin'? Hope you guys had an awesome Christmas. I had a great Christmas. Matter of fact, I got a quick story. So I'm out shopping for my wife. And I decided to take two out of the three kids because I didn't want to take the little one because she's young and I was afraid that she would tell the wifey that she got some UGG boots. So that's what we're shopping for, some UGG boots. We got them and we do all the nine yards and wrap it and don't tell, my wife what she's got. She has no idea. And so I tell my son, I said, hey, here is a Christmas card and I want you to sign it and, give your thoughts and, yada, yada. And so he does. I didn't even look at the card. And so as she's getting the gift, she's opening up the card and she reads it and she's reading it out loud and she's talking to about Avon because he's my oldest son. Let him write what he wants. And she starts reading out loud and says, oh, you've got, hope you enjoy your outside boots. And me and my daughter, the oldest daughter, we turn and we're like, what the heck did you just say, Avon, in the card? And then he says, well, I didn't know, because I thought mom was going to open that after, her present.
Wow, no kidding.
But here's the deal. My wife still didn't know what the heck she was getting. She couldn't guess. She thinks it's like outdoor slippers. But he wasn't really clear on exactly what she got. Thank goodness. So as she starts opening up the present, she's still talking about, well, I don't understand. Why would you guys get me boots, and blah, blah, blah. And Avon's like, he goes, mom, they're not boots. And as she's opening this up, he goes, they're Uggs. And me and my daughter, man, we wanted to go choke my son, man. We're like, what the heck did you just do? Why did you say that? So now it's down to one person next year that we're going to go shop. That's my oldest daughter. So that's how my Christmas went down, the Christmas morning for my wife. The best present for her. One of them, but she was, we were all laughing, but it was funny that we kept it a secret. We didn't want anybody to know, or at least let the little one let it out of the bag early, but apparently it was let out of the bag at the last second. So good times, but I hope you guys had a great Christmas, Hanukkah, all that good stuff, all the other holidays. I just can't remember what the name is, but I hope you guys enjoyed it, and by the time you hear the next one, it'll already be the new year, and I'll be getting ready to go to Mobile Tech Expo, which is, I believe, the January 8th, I think. Here, I'll pull it up in a little bit, but anyways, I'm actually heading over there for PDR College, so let me just pull that up here. That is, see here. Actually, that's not the 8th is PDR College. I apologize. The 8th through the 8, 9, 10 is through the 10th. 8th through the 10th is PDR College. And then the 11th through the 13th is Mobile Tech Expo. So now, if you haven't been to Mobile Tech Expo, man, oh man, what are you? You're missing a lot. You're missing opportunities, you're missing the networking. You're missing the tools up front to hold, to get the chance to get probably the best discounts of the year. Unique tools like Standliner tools are going to be making some special edition tools. They like to make like Mobile Tech special edition tools. You've got Ultra Dent Tools is going to be back this year. They're going to have a booth. Anson PDR is going to have probably one of the giant biggest booths in the world there. Because a lot of tool manufacturers, let's be honest, it's really hard to get a booth if you're just selling one tool. So they're going to be in there. You'll probably see a lot of tool manufacturers at the Anson PDR booth as well. Help, talking about their own tools. So that's going to be pretty cool. You're going to get A1 Tools. A1 Tools has been there for the last few years now, and they are a really up and coming, not to say up and coming, they have really, shall I say, remarketed themselves, rebranded themselves as an overall big tool company now. So I'm really, really excited to see with all their new stuff. They've been making a lot of different tools for different companies, and they're very, very good tools. So including Stanliner, Anson PDR, a couple of the smaller manufacturers out there. So that is our tool guys, individual tool guys. A1 Tools makes their tools for them. So it's really going to be an exciting time to come out there. I will not have a booth along with John Hiley. John and I usually have a booth called Dent Trainer, which I'll be getting jumping on a little bit too, talking about that. But we decided not to get it because a few things. Number one, we don't really get to enjoy the show when we have Dent Trainer. A lot of our stuff is online, and everyone knows where to find it, how to get on. So we really don't need the booth to promote it any further than what we've always promoted all year long. So that gives us an opportunity to mingle with everyone else, take our time. I won't have any commitments other than being at PDR College on Monday to talk. But other than that, you guys should come. It's not too late to grab a ticket and be there. Everyone I've talked to who's been there, who's very serious in it and understand what they're going to get out of it, has came back. And you'll hear tons of times people saying, man, the first time I went, it was just, I didn't know what to expect, but it was more than what I expected. So, or what I thought I would expect. So check it out. MobileTechExpo.com. Check that out. PDR College, obviously, I think they closed their doors already last month for attending. So I'm looking forward to PDR College, and let's just talk about that real quick here. PDR College, it's a seminar for advanced skills. So if you're a tech that wants to see some of the best techs in the world, see how they repair dents, this is definitely for you. If you want to get some more marketing skills, some different insight about different things, this is that seminar is for you. I will be the speaker, one of the speakers there. I'm actually the first one up on deck. And I'm going to be speaking for 2 hours. I don't know how they're going to schedule that. I think I'm going to speak for 2 hours straight, but I guarantee you I will not be boring. Okay, I'll try not to be boring. I am generally like to be as engaged as I can get with you guys. So I'm looking forward to that. So if you're attending the PDR College, I'm going to definitely keep you engaged as best I can. And I usually do like to bring it. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to hanging out with some of the elite people out there. It's great just meeting people that I've never met before and are always on the up and coming. So this industry is really changing a lot as we speak. Okay, so on to denttrainer.com. I'm going to talk about a few things, and then we're going to get into body lines, okay? That my take on body lines, how I develop and do things, kind of like the protocol of identifying body lines and breaking it down. So we'll get that in a few minutes. So denttrainer.com. If you are new to PDR, you're thinking about getting into PDR, you need more help, maybe you've dabbled with it a little bit, you've checked out some YouTube videos on there, some people on there doing their thing, giving you some demos or some tutorials. Maybe you want way more in depth. You want professional videos, completely hundreds of complete professional videos. You should check out denttrainer.com. And if you are already a subscriber, thank you. If you have not been on there in a little bit and you're wondering what's going on, I just uploaded some free videos for you to use for your marketing. So one video was a quick quote video. It's taking a picture of the vehicle. It's lifting up like a phone, a smartphone, taking a picture, click, and it kind of gives some dialogue on how quickly you can send a photo. And then you can take that video and either put some text on it, put your logo behind it, do whatever you need to do, but it's quick. It's only a 5-second clip. Really engaging, really well done. So you can actually get those customers to easily send you a photo quickly and professionally. So that's one video. The other video was like showing how we take a dent out with glue pulling. Now, it is done with a line reflection board. It's not going to matter to your customer because they're not judging you by what reflection you're using. But it's a really good video to educate your customer, like the process of taking a dent out without having to gain backside access. So I like to mention to customers, listen, we need to take a glue pull method, which takes more time and material and generally costs more. But here's a video clip about how we do it so you can help you understand how it's done. And I send them the link, they get it, and generally they book. They at least they're educated on how it's done. Really quick video, less than a minute long, but it's really engaging. So I'm not sure if you checked that out. I have it on my Instagram, but it is in a new section called PDR downloads, free downloads. In the Dent Trainer section, I'll be adding more as the year goes on. So as you're a member, if you're a 3, 6, or 12-month member, you'll have access to it. If you're a monthly member, unfortunately, you will not. So you'll have to upgrade. But it's not much to upgrade. Here's the deal. Just those videos alone are twice as much the value of your Dent Trainer membership, your yearly membership. Just want to give you a heads up. Those two videos together are worth twice the value of your yearly membership. So that gives you a lot of value, gives you a kind of a perspective of what we're doing. We're trying to build way more value into Dent Trainer, not just with the tutorials, but with the material that you can use to help market your PDR company. Okay. So I hope you've been enjoying it. I'm going to be adding a lot more videos this year because I made a lot more time booked out during the year to make sure that I'm adding more videos. And John's doing his back thing too. We are going to be talking about websites too in the future. I will leave that to another podcast. But let's get into this. Let's get into body lines. We're going to talk about the breakdown of body lines. This is how I do it. And if you're any type of a good tech, you always have an open mind. All right, you got to keep an open mind. You might not do it the way I do it. You might be interested in some of the parts that I'm mentioning, but that's the great thing about it. I'm not, when I watch somebody do a dent, I always think, well, I may do it that way. Oh, we might try it that way. I don't do it exactly like that person does, but you know what? The way they, what tap down they used or what tip they were using or the approach was or the finish part was, that's the stuff I'm looking for. So I know this isn't a visual, but it's very visual on how I describe these body line, this body line. Okay, so let's get into it. Like I mentioned before, if you really want to see how I do it through video, check out denttrainer.com. You'll absolutely love it. You will not regret it. There's tons and tons of videos in there between John and I that did the videos. So check it out. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the identity of a body line. Now, the identity of a body line generally has crowns above and below. Every time I see a body line dent, there's always some damage above and below. Well, what I mean by the damage is it's a shock wave. Okay, when a body line gets hit, the metal's got to move out somewhere. Okay, not like dirt. If a meteor hit Earth, what? Dirt flies everywhere it goes. It has to move out to make that hole. Well, with metal, it's called a shockwave. You hit it, boom, shockwave is out. Those are the crowns. A crown is a shockwave held in time. That's what I like to help people identify what a crown is. A high spot, the difference between a high spot and a crown, a high spot is created man-made by your tool. So you pushed, you mispushed, or you created it by not pushing in the right way. you made a high spot. That's the difference between a high spot and a crown. Crown is caused from the impact. High spot is caused from your tool, missed pushes, or on purpose. Okay. So how do you identify a crown? Well, you got to look eye level, you got to look above, and you got to look below the point of impact. Generally, when you're looking working a body line, you want to look eye level across the body line and keep your face as flat as you can or close to the panel as possible. I have one thing about my students. I tell them, dirty face, clean dent. Clean face, dirty dent. Okay, so you want to really keep that face against the panel because you will see way more detail that way than if you're looking straight on the dent itself. Your reflection board is going to depend on which one you use. I'm going to kind of describe what a body line reflection looks like through lines. And refog is different as well. So, I mean, it's not going to really matter which reflection you use, but the techniques are pretty much the same, okay? So, as I mentioned, there's three ways to view a body line. Stay eye level, above it, or below it. That's how you should cross-check yourself. Also, don't forget to switch sides. Completely move to the opposite side. So, if you're looking at it from the left side and you did all three things I mentioned, then you want to switch it to the right side and make sure the dent is balanced. Okay. Now, far as tapping down, what tips do I like to tap down? Should you, first of all, let's talk about, should you tap down first or should you push first? See, it's to me, body lines, working a deep body line is like tug of war. You're not going to knock down that whole crown in one shot, nor are you going to push the body line out in one shot. It's a give and take. You've got to either tap down or you've got to push. Whatever one's, what's going to give you the most give at first? So here's the thing. When you're starting to tap down, are you using the right tap down for one? So here's three tap downs I like to use. I like to use a soft tip tap down, either an R4 or the soft tip screw-on tip from Ultra, which is a little bit wider. That one works great if it's a real sharp crown. And the reason why you want to use a rubber tip, because you don't want to create micro lows in the crown. As soon as you start doing that, you need to like be aware, either am I using too sharp of a tip, or the other thing is, the other indication is that maybe the crown is just too tight. Maybe it's just too tight for you to start tapping. So that would give you an indication to start pushing right below the crown to release some of that pressure off the crown. Remember, I told you it's give and take. And I like to take the R4 and push it right underneath. I'm talking deeper body lines. I'm not talking the light body lines. Generally, you could do either one. It doesn't matter on a light body line which one you go first. But on a deep one, it does. And it's going to talk to you. And that's why you got to pay attention. You got to make sure you are a very conscious, clean, aware PDR tech. Be aware of what's going on. Because if you start making little taps, every little taps marks you're making, which is a micro low, which is micro pits, is going to take you 5 minutes to 15 minutes to fix. So if you're making 10 to 15 of them, you're making a huge amount of cleanup work for yourself at the end. That's where I see where most techs and myself back in the day spent a lot of our time, was cleaning up what we could have prevented in the first place. So really, really concentrate on, be aware of what tools you're using and pay attention how tight the crown is or how not tight it is. So if it's too tight, then again, I was going to say, push with a soft tip, if you can, right underneath the crown. That's going to release the tension. Then you can go and start tapping down the crown. Sometimes you can use what I call a midpoint. It's not the sharpest black tip of, you know, like it, of a tap down. It's kind of like a middle. It kind of looks like a bullet tip. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I call a midpoint. It's kind of like a bullet tip, kind of like a, almost like the shape of a bullet. Okay, just a, maybe a little bit sharper than that. That's probably my go-to tap down because it's safe, doesn't leave marks, and generally doesn't leave lows. But it will if the crown is too tight. If the crown's way too tight, okay. You could also consider using heat on these body lines as well, especially if it's cold out. Maybe you're working on an aluminum panel. Heat is going to help tremendously. And I know Tex, and my, I don't use heat every day because I'm always, most of the time, I'm in a really good climate-controlled shop, or I'm outside in the San Diego weather, which is pretty warm generally. Not saying you don't. I've cracked paint in warm weather before, and that's because it was just way too sharp and I didn't have enough heat on the panel. So be aware, use some heat. It never hurts it to use heat all the time if that's the way you do it, or if that's the way you're considering. If you're thinking about that question, is there a time I should use heat or shouldn't? Well, if you're not sure, then use heat. That's my answer on that. Now, let's talk about pushing these body lines, okay? So I would generally, if it's a kind of a deeper body line, I would just use an R4 just above it just to release some of that crown, okay? Let's say I got the crown down on now. It's ready for some more pushing. Then I'm going to go with a midpoint tap. Well, it's like I said, the bullet tip. I'll put it on this one of my screw tips if I can, one of these double band soft tips. Generally, those body lines are open enough in the, I'm talking the panel or the front fender, somewhere like that. Quarter panel, you can get a double bend and a tool, just a rod, and you can just screw on one of these tips to it. And so I'll get the midpoint, which is the bullet tip I was mentioning, put some gaffer's tape on it. I don't want to put plastic or start pushing a body line with raw plastic because if I'm not straight, perfectly straight, plastic and metal in generally slip against each other real a lot. So I like to use gaffer's tape. You could use Tessa tape, but that's a little bit more kind of expensive to just use it for to keep in a grip. So gaffer's tape is going to work just as fine unless you're working on a really hot day and the panel's black and you're going to burn through the tape real quick. Then Tessa tape is a good, great option. So a lot of these things I probably won't write down, guys. So I'm just, you know, a lot of the times I don't. If it's super important, I'll put it down in the description. But this is why you're listening. So make your own notes. Okay. This isn't very hard to find. Tessa tape is on most of the PDR websites now. It's going to run you about $20 for a small little roll. Gaffer's tape is going to, you're going to get 3 to 4 times as much for $20 as well. And you can get that at like Guitar Center, a Photoshop, any Photoshop store. What else carries that kind of stuff? Generally right there. So the reason why they use it too as well is because it's like a matte tape. It's really grippy and also, they put it to hold down the cords down on the floor, and it doesn't leave giant residue. Technically, you could reuse the tape if you're careful, but it's cheap enough where you don't have to be concerned with that. So gaffer's tape is definitely a go-to thing. So back on the technique here. So I'm pushing. What it does is that because the body line is so tight, I need a strong push. Okay, and really pinpoint push. But I don't want too sharp of a pinpoint push because if I do, then I'm going to leave little high spots inside the body line. So that's where you don't want to use a metal tip because you will pock the crap out of the body line. You'll probably crack paint as well. But you want a really, really nice, good push. And I'm talking about those black tips, and it's a bullet tip. Screw it on, put some gaffer's tape on, and you'll be able to lift some of that body line out, a lot of it, really, really well. So as I'm tapping down, you'll notice that the inside of the dent is probably going to get tighter. Okay, it's going to get tighter. And then I start tapping down again, probably with the midpoint, tap down. It's probably going to be too sharp and too small, too tight for an R4, because an R4, when you use an R4 to tap down, the surface of that contact of the tap down is going to be more than the area you're trying to tap. So you're creating lows, little micro lows, but not really getting the precision that you could with the midpoint. So that's why I use a midpoint in this tutorial on body lines. The more you open up that center, the more softer it's going to be when you go to push, the more relaxed the metal is going to be. And that's going to better your chances to push it out better on the next round. Also, that's going to help prevent the paint from splitting, cracking prematurely, ruining your repair. Use heat if you have a really, really sharp dent, as I mentioned, as we're going along with this. Now, I hope you guys are following me a little bit. Okay. Body lines are very, very tough. You have to keep your eye level. You have to go check from bottom, check from top. And then now you have to look at this point, you have to see how, if the crowns are still are going away or they need more work. Generally, they'll probably still need more work because you didn't get it out all the way on the first pass. So by this time, I like to switch sides just to see, because you're not going to see everything from one position. In other words, if you're looking at it from the left side the whole time, working it and tapping it, I guarantee you it's going to look worse from the other side if you haven't checked it by now. So you need to switch sides, balance that dent, and do everything I just mentioned earlier. Repeat. Now, if the crown is softer, if it looks like it's going away more easier, be aware of the tap down of your choice. Sometimes you can go with a VIP, which is a metal, really precise tap down, and that will work as long as it is not extremely tight. That will work. Midpoint always seems to be the great option. R4 can work too as well. Again, you have to determine how tight that metal is. And that's the tricky part about this. Body lines are probably one of the hardest things to do. Okay, they are, because it needs constant checking both ways. And in the beginning, I think too many people try to do one or the other too much. In other words, they either try to push it all the low out without relaxing the crown, or tap down all the crown, get it messy, and not push any of the low out during that process. So you have to have a balance, a little bit of here, a little bit there, go back and forth. Okay, you following me? So that's a little bit part of how we are doing body lines. Now, crowns are absolutely, this is what I tell my students, they are absolutely, along with highs, are cancer. You don't get rid of that, you're never going to get rid of your dent. Or your dent will always look wavy, slightly low, something's still there. So make sure you get rid of those crowns as best as possible. And that's where you're keeping your face close to the panel, looking across the body line, will tell you the truth. And regardless of what your reflection you're using, shoot, you lift up your reflection, get it out of the way and just look at it through the natural reflection. You'll see it. And that's why it's important to get rid of that, because customers don't need a reflection board to tell you if there's still a dent there or not. That's what they're picking up on. They're picking up on those highs that basically tell on your dent how good or not of a repair you are doing. So keep that in mind as well. Now, if you are in the panel, let's say a door panel. Let me do an average door panel, okay? Let's do a Honda for a reason, or maybe a BMW. So you are on the body line of one of these cars. Now, what tools could you use? I already mentioned one. I was talking about the double bend soft tip. I don't like to use a long one. Mine's about 18 inches. And that seems to work fine. Sometimes you'll have to use in extensions to get the leverage you want. There's a Mo Money tool, which you've heard me mention hundreds of times. It's a door tool. It looks like a paddle, kind of a paddle tip tool. Generally, those are a little bit too sharp at first to work that. You can put gaffer's tape on it, but you're just not getting, I would say, the kind of type of push that you want. You could use flat bars. If you're not familiar with flat bars, they've been used for years, especially with the Dent Wizard techs. They have flat bars. I think they use probably about 90% of their time in the body lines, in the door panels. That is something that they like to use a lot. There are different versions of a flat bar. Particularly, there's the Dent Dial. There is an Anaconda. Personally, I think the Dent Dial works better in a door panel than the Anaconda, and then vice versa for the fenders. I think the Anaconda, which we'll get into later, works better on front fenders. This is my take based on what I've used them, and I have them all. That's my preference. Okay. PDR Finesse makes some flat bars. They are just absolutely fantastic. Great company to work with too as well. They create a lot of custom tools too as well. So if you're thinking about maybe creating your own custom tool, they can help you out as well. So Killer Whale Tail. There's a tool called Killer Whale Tail, and it's from Stanliner Tools. Now, you've heard me talk about it before. You've probably seen me do a little video on it. It is a body line killer. Now, whale tail, let's just get that out of the way. I call it the dragon swing. That's my terminology for it. It's not a whale tail at all. It is kind of like a spoon, but more of a whale tail shape, okay? But it's not for getting between braces or anything like that. What it does is it makes contact on the body line. And like I said, picture a back of a spoon on a body line and then rocking that spoon against the body line. And it really brings up that body line super fast, super clean, worth every investment for that tool. If you can get that tool on there, you're going to be one happy mofo, because it's going to cut down a lot of time. Now, you will need to learn how to use it. It's not going to be a tool that you're like, bam, you're like, oh man, a miracle. You have to work with it, because you have to get familiar on how you are applying pressure to it, where the contact of the shaft and then the ends of the tool are, because the ends technically can make high spots, really severe high spots, if you're not careful. If you're not familiar with reading your reflection, or read our understanding how that makes contact against the body line. It is tremendously a really good tool to use. That if you're asking me what tool for those body lines, then you get the Killer Whale Tail. It is a very good investment. However, the only drawback with the Killer Whale Tails now from Stanliner is that I see them being made in different variations. So if I were you and you're going to order it, tell them you're going to use it down the doors. You want to get it down the door and you'll be able to use it on body lines. Because if you can use it down the door, you can be able to use it almost in almost all the other scenarios that I'm going to mention, as far as the fender, quarter panels, things like that. It works good. Now, some of them have a more aggressive curve to it, so you won't be able to get it in the door panel, unless it's off the door panel, the panel, the backside panel is off. But that's kind of defeating the purpose, and you're losing time. So check with Stanliner Tools. They're usually out of stock on that particular tool. You just want to get on the waiting list on that and consider getting that tool. It's a fantastic tool. Screw-on tip rods, like I mentioned, Ultra. I think almost everybody's got those type of tools now. The Ultra is my go-to brand. You could use A1 Tools has got some now. You've got Dentcraft, I think PDR Finesse, so on and so forth. Pretty much all the major manufacturers have them. You get all these tools too, generally at Anson PDR Tools as well, AnsonPDR.com. Great people to work with, great customer service. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop. And everybody wins because it's everyone's tools are there. Now, for the front fenders, as I was mentioning, I love the Anaconda. It kind of looks like, to everyone else's eyes, it looks like a spring, well, leaf spring on a vehicle, but way more nicer. The tools on those things set up really fast. It does not bend like the dent dial. I mean, like, you cannot bend it. It's not bendable like the dent dial, but... you can add extensions for your leverage points, or you can put a sled in the middle of it, like Dent Dial 2 as well. I'm not going to get into who's better or not, because I like them both. And so don't ask me, like, oh, which one's better. It's a particular preference, whatever you like in different situations. I use both those bars in all types of situations. So regardless of which one you get, you're going to be happy. Just get the other one when you have a chance. Here's the deal when I like using on body lines with flat bars. For one thing, flat bars don't slip, because if you are using it correctly, you're using it against the tire. And the whole part of the flat bar, that's what I call it, flat bar, because it's flat against the tire. So there's no chance of you being able to, of snail trailing or slipping your tool against the panel. That's the worst thing to do, is when you're super close, you're trying to get that last 5% out, and all of a sudden your tool slips. And it's generally because you're using the wrong tip on there. You're probably using a plastic tip with no tape, or the tape busted through and the plastic went through it, and then you slid and made a giant high spot. And then you're going to see how good of a tap down person you really are. Okay, how good can you tap down? If you don't have a flat bar, then I would consider using... the rods, as I was mentioning, with a moose knuckle. A moose knuckle is a leverage point that helps you have more control, more power, and get you closer to the leverage point of the dent. Especially on trucks, if you're way down, you're going on the front fender and the tire's way down, so you really can't leverage off the tire because it's so far away. Well, the moose knuckle kind of boosts the height of it and gives you a lot more control, so you're not slipping. You can still slip, though. You have still a great chance of slipping if you're using a moose knuckle with a typical rod with a plastic tip. Now, I'm going to get into one other tip before. As I'm finishing these body lines, I was mentioning tapping down, switching sides, choosing your tips. But when you're getting really close to the end, there's two things you could use. I like to use a root beer tip. In most cases, I like to use a really sharp root beer tip. Some guys use them for tapping down. I personally don't like using them for tapping down because they're so hard and so sharp that they mold or make indentations in the clear coat. So I use them strictly for pushing out body lines. Generally pushing out body lines or finishing on certain parts of the vehicle, but generally for the body lines, because it's so hard, but not so sharp and so hard than metal, it doesn't chew it up the body line. It pinpoints exactly where I want it to go. And that's why I like using that tip. Now, if you're really good and you're really confident, then I would switch to a metal sharp tip, or better yet, an aluminum sharp tip. Ultra makes those. And I'm not sure if other manufacturers make them, but you can check. But Ultra makes an aluminum tip, which reacts better against metal. Metal and aluminum, they kind of get along. They're not as aggressive as a metal on metal tip it would be. And plus, it doesn't slip. It's very hard for that tip to slip. Matter of fact, I can't remember the last time I slipped with a metal tip, made a snail trail. I have not recall that. So those are some of the tips I would use to push with and finish with. It works really, really well. Really well. Now, you could use some peak tool, screw-on tips. Those work really good too as well. That's a type of tap down You can dedicate one for pushing, one for tapping down, but don't mix them up because you will cause uneven taps. And what I mean by that, they make little micro lows if you are not using a clean and well-rounded tip. If it's uneven, you're going to have problems. All right. So that's some of my looks and my takes on body lines of how I remove them, the type of tips I use, and kind of like the sequence I do it in. Now, you are always, if you're using lines, you want to definitely move your board back. You move it in depending on the circumstances of the dent, how deep it is, things like that. So I just want to give you guys my take, my little, technique. I hope that might help some of you out there, if not a lot of you. And if you are looking for more in-depth tutorials like that and you want to visually see it, check out denttrainer.com. There's all types of videos for all types of techs. I am getting ready for PDR College. I'll see you guys at Mobile Tech Expo. I might be able to release another podcast by then, but I'll be back on track after Mobile Tech Expo. So I'll talk to you guys later. Happy New Year.